Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's been more than 50 years since its Broadway debut, but Fiddler on the Roof remains one of the most widely performed musicals in the United States, and a new version performed entirely in Yiddish was a surprise hit over the summer in New York. Now it's been moved to the largest off-Broadway theater in the city. John Kalish reports.
29-year-old Michal Yashinsky was a scholar at the National Yiddish Book Center in Amherst, Massachusetts, when he heard about the Yiddish production of Fiddler. He'd done some acting in college, decided to audition, and won two parts. He says the company feels like a shtetl, Yiddish for a small village.
We enter all holding hands as a company, and then we hear the bum, 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 bum of the opening number, and it just goes right to your heart, right to your kishkis.
Yashinsky is one of the few cast members who's fluent in Yiddish. This guy certainly isn't.
I'm the director. The director. That's me.
That's Joel Grey, best known as the Oscar and Tony-winning MC of Cabaret. He was offered the lead role of Tevye, but decided to direct instead. Grey says that not speaking Yiddish meant he and his actors worked on the scenes in English first.
On and on and on until they were clear about the ideas and the feelings and the truth of the matter. And I had, you know, a half a cast that was not even Jewish that were walking with me on the English stage. We had to know what we felt, especially the non-Jewish cast members. They needed to have it grounded and understood in their bones.
Verbrochen und Herzlocher, verleben und gesund sein, in a guter und maseldicher Show. Soll sein mit Glück l'chaim. L'chaim, l'chaim soll sein.
The story climaxes in the expulsion of Jews from a shtetl in Tsarist Russia. It was based on the short stories of the great Yiddish author Sholem Aleichem, who witnessed pogroms in his native Russia before coming to America in 1906. So it's important for audiences to hear the musical in Yiddish, says Zalman Mlutik, the artistic director of the National Yiddish Theater, or Volksbühne, which is behind the Fiddler reboot.
The audience is, by hearing it in Yiddish, they're transported on some level to that time, because when Sholem Aleichem wrote these stories, he wrote them in Yiddish because that's what they were speaking.
Jente, vol kein Eretz Yisrael. Gewöhnlich wollte ich ihm nicht geheilt.
Jackie Hoffman is one of a number of Broadway veterans in the show, from costume and set designers to actors. She plays Yenta the matchmaker and says the beloved musical seems to have had its DNA rearranged for the Yiddish production.
What's fascinating to me is that it's almost as if it's a different animal. The English version sounds almost vulgar to me now. This seems like an entirely different show.
Yiddish Fiddler's initial run ended in December, but it was so popular that two Broadway producers found a much larger house.
It's historic for the Yiddish theater.
The Volksbühne's Zalman Mlutik.
These Broadway producers believe that there is an audience, and for the Yiddish theater, that hasn't happened. I can't point to a production that started in the Yiddish theater and then moved uptown.
And it's important for the language and Yiddish culture, says Michal Yashinsky. He had to leave the original production to take a job teaching Yiddish at the University of Michigan. Now the school has given him a leave of absence to rejoin the company for the new run.
I'm helping to add more links to this golden akate, as you say in Yiddish, a golden chain of culture that's inherited from one generation to the next. And it's upon us all to just keep adding links to that chain, not to lose grasp of it.
Yashinsky may be faced with another tough choice between going back to his teaching job or continuing with the show. Discussions are underway to take the musical to Los Angeles, Chicago, London, and beyond. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.
Ganze Tag wollte ich sich mit die Bum, wenn ich bin ein reicher Mann. Handen kalten Wasser, nicht reingetunnelt wie die Bum. Ich wollte gehabt ein Deidel-Beitel Geld und gewinne ein Seidel-Edelmann. Und ich wollte mir aufgebeut ein Haus wie ein Palatz darf kein mitten von der Stadt. Ein schönem Dach und ein Käumen, was bloß da reicht.